Hello, this is Ben for Jazz-O-Matic. We're going to talk about Cantaloupe Island by Herbie Hancock, and we're going to talk about the scales that you can use over the chords for this tune. There are three chords in this song: F minor 7, D flat 7, and D minor. These scales are all in concert. Don't forget, you'll have to transpose up a step for the tenor saxophone, or down a step and a half for the alto saxophone or baritone saxophone. Over the F minor part, I like to use either the F minor 7 scale or Dorian mode, the F blues scale, or the F harmonic minor scale. Over the D flat 7 chord, I either use a D flat 7 scale or D flat mixolydian. I also use a D-flat 7 scale with a raised 4th. Over the D minor part of this tune, I either use a D minor 7 scale, also known as a D Dorian mode, or a D natural minor scale. The first example I'm going to play for you is the F minor 7 scale. The second scale is the F blues scale. The next scale is the F harmonic minor scale. The next scale will be a D-flat 7 scale, also known as a D-flat mixolydian mode. That's D-flat concert, E-flat on the tenor saxophone. The next scale will be a D-flat 7 with a raised 4. You play a G instead of a G flat, or on tenor saxophone, an A instead of an A flat. The next scale will be a D minor 7 scale, also known as a D Dorian mode. Then comes a D natural minor scale. Now what's going to happen is I will demonstrate the use of these scales along with some background music. For the first F minor chord, I'm going to use an F minor 7 scale or F Dorian mode. For the second D flat 7 chord, I'll use a D flat 7 scale or a D flat mixolydian mode. And for the D minor chord, I will use a D minor Dorian mode or D minor 7th scale. And then for the last F minor 7th scale, I will use the F blues scale. These are all in concert. Okay, here goes. Thank you. Now I'll use an F harmonic minor 7 scale for the F minor 7 chord. And for the D flat 7 chord, I'll use a D flat 7 scale with a raised 4th. And for the D minor scale, I'll use a D natural minor scale. And then after that, I'm just going to let the background music run, and I will improvise using all the scales we had talked about. That'll be the end of the lesson. Have fun with improvising on this.
At the end of the lesson, there'll be some space for you to try blowing on these changes.
This has been for Jazzomatic.